This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It's a frozen Wednesday, along with Adam Carter and Dan Cook. Chad Hartman here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We will be here until 3. Something obviously could change. Adam, if they asked us to keep going for as long as possible, how long are you willing to go? Spur of the moment, the brain wizards say, we just want to test you and see how long this show is willing to go from 12 o'clock until when? When are you saying, Uncle, I'm out?
Well, I don't know what that would prove to them. Asking us to see if how long we could go. I mean, unless they're testing the waters and new marathon shows. But that being said, I'm done at my clock punch out is 6:30. So that's when I'm
6:30.
That'd be tough, but so, I mean, you might get a little repeat information in that time. But I'd give it a shot. What the hell?
Oh, we repeat a little bit. We could do it. So, but they go, hey, we need you to go longer. You're saying, hey, what are you like, Mr. You know, you're like Fred Flintstone, Mr. Slate. You just punch it right in there. You punch the clock and you go, see you later, alligator.
I mean, if you want me to check in at home, like later on, I might do that. But no, yeah, I'm leaving here at 6:30.
So I keep going. Now we got to point out, I'm home. You two are in the Nerve Center. Are you in studio together? Because sometimes you're in different studios.
Yes, we're in the same studio today.
What happened to your old studio that you really liked?
I don't know. I kind of grew tired of it. And now I prefer to be in here, even though the computer in here is shocking. It's not up to par. And plus, you know, I always feel bad if somebody comes in and has to do some work and stuff. If I don't want to be taking up a production studio.
Is any of it that you missed Dan and you wanted to talk to Dan during the break?
Not really. I mean, we can commiserate about the person who isn't here.
You know?
I mean,
that's really usually the only talking we do. If we're not, you know, complaining about you, we're just not really talking at all.
Could you give me like a recent example?
Well, that would take a marathon show if we were going to.
Yeah, that would take a marathon. Okay, he's out. He's saying he's out at 6:30, and then he's going to drive home. He's probably going to a tavern. Going to a tavern on the way home. Have a belt.
Nope.
Do you ever say I want to go have a belt anymore,
Adam?
A belt or a bump? Yes.
Go have a bump. I do say bump. Hey, let's go get a bump.
Get a bump. Yeah, okay. And then maybe you'll check in for like a segment at home? Is that?
Probably not. I mean, I'm probably.
Probably not.
I'm probably fooling myself. I think I'm going to go.
You might text the station.
Yeah, I'll text in. You know, I can participate that way.
So, Dan, again, this is just a surprise. How about this? Who's our Odyssey leader again? Who's our guy?
David Field.
David Field sends an email to the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
It is a request from Odyssey that the three of you continue throughout the rest of the day. We will let you know when we are going to take you three off the air.
Yep.
Adam has said, Dan, he's punching the clock. Yeah. He's
well, if he's no, if David Field is requesting that, the only way David Field will know that I'm still on the air at would be listening to the Odyssey app. So in that case, I'd tell him, yes, I'm still on the air, because he wouldn't be able to tell if I'm off the air or not.
He couldn't tell. Off and on with the app. That's a very good point. Excellent. Touché, as we like to say.
I gave you a touché last night.
You did give me a touché. I think I did get you there rather quickly. Quickly being the operative word. Dan.
Yeah.
David is now in the building.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at this building, and he starts in the lower level of Cambridge, and he says, wow, this is gorgeous. Takes an elevator up to the third floor and says, wow, not as good as the first floor, not even close, but this is nice. Comes to the second floor, and he says, can we blow this place up? But he's in the building.
Yeah.
And he wants us to stay on.
Yeah.
When are you punching the clock, as Adam likes to say?
Oh, no, I'm here for the duration. I'm here as long as you want, because technically I'm not a salaried employee, so they got to pay me overtime. So
bonus.
You want to pay me, you know, to stick around, I'll stay as long as you want. Because there's not only the overtime, but then if there's not enough time between shifts, then it's like more overtime, and it just compounds. It's like interest. So I'm here as long as you want me. I'm good.
Now, if we could do it for charity, it's more meaningful. There's a cause of some sort. But I'm saying today, right now, spur of the moment, I go to Vanita's show tomorrow, if you two are in. I mean, this isn't going to happen. There's Paul and Jordana. There's a Wolves game. There's H. Lake. I don't know. What other crap we throw? If you offered me the health of everything, I win seven Masters, I sleep through the night, and ask me to tell you our overnight show after H. Lake, I have no idea. What do we put on overnight? Is it Art Bell? Is it the Ghost of Dark?
I don't know. The only thing I know is, like, so the last time I did mornings or worked for Steve Simpson in the morning, there's some show that leads up to Steve, so this would be the 4 o'clock hour that's, I want to say, like American Morning, or say it's some sort of just general news program that, but I don't know what time that starts, if it's just an hour or what.
What do you think of it?
It's actually
kind of promising.
Well, it's kind of a throwback. No, it's good, like longer form reports, but the music they use, it's harkens back to like a, you know, an early 80s kind of morning thing. So.
Is it in any way like Charles Kuralt or that's the Jane Pauley show right now? Hasn't she taken over that?
That's CBS Sunday Morning, right?
Yeah, a lot of people.
That was Charles
like that.
Osgood then.
Charles Osgood, that's right. I get my Osgoods and Kuralt. Most famous Charles, right now to you today. When you think Charles, you go boom. Who?
Prince Charles.
Prince Charles, very good. That's the first Charles comes to your mind, Dan Cook.
Yes.
Adam?
Mine was not current, so I can't think of a current.
I'm guessing you're going to say Charles Nelson Reilly. That's kind of where I was thinking.
No, I actually went even older than that. I went Chuck Lindbergh.
Chuck Lindbergh. When I think of the first Charles, I think of Charles Barkley.
Oh,
that is the first Charles.
Oh.
I think. So if I say, just to do it, spur of the moment, let's go until Vanita at 6 tomorrow. We bump the Wolves. We bump everybody. Dan says he's in, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
You're still punching the clock at
6:30. Yeah, it's not for a charity?
No, it's just like, I don't know. They've just said, hey, out of nowhere.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
America in the morning, 4 to 5 a.m. It's okay.
It's just okay. We have no idea what's after.
Texter says the 1 to 4 talk show stinks, according to this texter who wants to bring Al Malmberg back.
1 to 4 stinks. Well, we're going to let Dan, should we just go with that as official? That's the official.
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. We've talked about, maybe the ideal shift 9 to 1. Let's say H Lake does noon to three. We do 9 to 1. Would you switch to that, Cook?
On a long-term basis,
No. I mean, there's a lot of Twins games. There's a lot of Wolves games.
Yeah, not enough.
If I could do the old Dark Star pre-record my show, then, yeah, I'm willing.
How much a dark show was pre-recorded?
Large, and I love this term, large swaths of show was pre-recorded.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I crossed over with Dark here for, what would you say, about a year or so?
Did you?
Somewhere. Oh, yeah. He was here.
2009, right?
Yes. Yes. I would see him, I would think, every other day or so. Recording things. Who can blame him?
No. Well, people did blame him. Especially when those pre-recorded segments were unedited and contained vulgarities that failed to get noticed. But
I think the teeth thing is still one of the greatest dark.
Yes. Oh man,
it's a classic
of all time.
Oh, for sure.
When he said he had that, now I tell me if I have this right. He kept saying that he had dental issues.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he could not get back on the air, but he was in Hawaii,
right,
enjoying months of enjoyment, while his teeth could work to have the food over there to tee it up.
Well, see, poi is very soft, so you don't need to.
A lot of fish. It's very easy to.
A lot of fish. Did Wendy fall for that? Is that right?
I don't know if falling for. I mean, I think it's just you're.
The brilliance of Dark is that he was charismatic enough to get people to just go along with him and not battle him on stuff, even though they knew darn well what he was doing.
Or, it's either charismatic or they just gave up, right?
There's part of that, too.
Or both. Maybe it's both. That's just so good. You're over there for months. I mean, that's a bad dentist.
Really thorough dentist.
Or a very friendly one that was just willing to write off notes, yeah.
Yeah. Would Dark bring a note to show?
I'm wondering if anyone ever required Dark. I gotta see the receipts.
Something.
Here.
Well, but he had to have come up with something at some point.
There had to
have
been. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably Dr. Vinnie Boom Bott's DDS. Yeah. But
yeah, that's pretty good.
There was I know you got a break, but his famous longtime fishing guide on Gull Lake, Steve Collette. I had the fortune to fish with him one time, and he also conveyed a story about he was fishing with Dark, got a call from Wendy, and he explained to Wendy that he had a very sick friend and that he couldn't make it in, and that probably a month later they were fishing again, and Dark again got a call, and Dark explained to Wendy that friend had passed.
The first time I met Dark... sometime in the 80s, this is when Dark had been telling folks that he was the teaching pro at Bel Air, prestigious, posh Bel Air Country Club. And I played with my great friend, Johnny DeVallis, and some of the guys who ran Devani's. And Dark rolls up at ICC, doesn't hit any balls. Bobby Carlson walks up to me and goes, you know this story that he supposedly is the teaching instructor at Bel Air, right? I go, yeah, I've heard this. He goes, wait till you see this swing. I'd say I didn't quite see Tiger Woods. I did not see Adam Scott with the swing.
Speaking of Charles
Barkley. I saw a man who loved the game, played a lot, became a member at ICC. I did not exactly see... Ben Hogan right in front of my eyes and learn right there about the Dark Man and his stories. There are many about the Dark Man. I don't think we're going past three. I think that's when Paul and Jordana will take over. Maybe sometime for a charitable cause we'll go.
I do have some additional info for you that I've just been given by a member of management. It wasn't Hawaii with the teeth. He went to Hawaii when he had to go to radio jail when he was suspended. He went to Grandview for the summer with the teeth, and he did
for
have
it. Summer,
and I'm told, he did have a dentist back him up. Right. So
he had a house there up there. They gave him a house up at Grandview.
That's a bad dental situation, Adam. I mean,
if you're going to convalesce, let me say Grandview is a tremendous place to do it.
Properly rated.
Oh, Grandview. Absolutely.
It's a beautiful, beautiful location. A clarification on a story we discussed early yesterday. Does it clarify everything? We'll talk about that in moments. Some excellent texts on various topics. One that caused Adam to respond, okay, Don Imus. not an accurate representation really at all to what we had to say. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
And that text is for someone who obviously has never listened to the show. There's no chance that suddenly, wait, well, that's a different tack these fellows are taking. Usually it's all praise for the corporate overlord.
Yes.
And I'm sure that person sounds like this, too. Because this was a radio professional, someone who worked in the business for 40 years. Like Jim Bohannon.
Yes. And apparently he's 1-4.
Jim's been around for a long, long time.
That's what I told you. You can't. The speaker doesn't work anymore, right? Where only Dan can hear me?
I'm hearing you today.
So. Yeah, it's sort of hit and miss. Some days the gremlins are out of the way and you can hear. Some days you can't.
I swear I'm in Arizona going to college in the 80s. And if Larry King was off, he was filling in for Larry King. Right? I mean, he's been in radio for decades.
He has. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying maybe we don't implicitly trust your memory from the Arizona State days. Maybe there's some other things going on
there. That's fair.
Captain Kush.
Dr. Bong over there.
Incidentally, do you know where nephew number one is currently taking a campus tour?
Better not be in Tucson, Arizona. You better be in Tempe, Arizona.
Forks up.
Tempe.
That's right. It's a beautiful, low 60-degree day. I checked the weather today on another matter. So yesterday, first couple segments, again, about one story. And then it led to the conversation again about respects and masks for those who are immune compromised. And I said, go back, podcast away, Odyssey app, odyssey.com. I guess we're out of the rewind window. We'd love to have you sign up and get our show on a regular basis, whether it's by segments or hours. When the report came out from Nina Totenberg of NPR, who's covered the Supreme Court for a long time, that there was a difference going on with Justice Sonia Sotomayor and Justice Neil Gorsuch, and that because Justice Sotomayor has diabetes, and because they're back in person, in fact, they were for the OSHA mandate debate and the hospital debate, that Chief Justice Roberts had asked the justices to all wear a mask, and Gorsuch declined. So we talked about the first couple segments, and I said multiple times, I'm really surprised that Gorsuch did this. If there's a clarification, please, I want to know. But just because you're a very intelligent man, that Gorsuch is, sometimes the morality issues have left all of us, or left a lot of us on the simple thing of just wearing an N95 mask, which is the way to go, which the show has been saying for 8-9 months. Good to see the Biden administration is now getting to it 9-10 months later. And the Biden administration wonders why they're well below water in approval numbers. We'll get to that with Plain Politics 135. About an hour or so later, another excellent correspondent, Shannon Breen, for Fox News, said the NPR story was not accurate. Again, the NPR story was on a lot of differences within justices, including conservative justices, but that John Roberts, because of Sotomayor's diabetes, had asked all the justices to wear a mask. Gorsuch declined. Sotomayor then appeared for this hearing by phone. In the last hour and 15 minutes or so, Justices Sotomayor and Gorsuch put out a statement pushing back at part of this. Reporting that Justice, While we sometimes disagree about the law, we are warm colleagues and friends, this statement said. Also said the news accounts of the dispute surprised us and described them as false. NPR has pushed back, saying we're standing by original reporting, saying the justice's comments don't directly contradict the story, and that Totenberg never reported that Sotomayor asked Gorsuch to wear a mask, nor did she report anyone admonishing him that Totenberg reported again that Roberts had asked to wear a mask. So we're getting in the weeds a little bit. It seems to me they could have cleared this up and included Justice Roberts. But I said yesterday, if there would be more information, we would report it. Adam, to me, it doesn't change anything in this way, which was our larger conversation. Let me just finish one thing. Sorry about it. I still think you're cruel. And maybe it's not Justice Gorsuch in any way here. I still think you're cruel if you don't take the time to wear the proper mask around someone who is immunocompromised. And it is so simple to wear an N95 mask out of respect for a transmissible disease. Maybe it doesn't apply in this case, and I wanted to provide everything we know here, but for others who dismiss it, I still think you're acting selfishly, defying science, and doing it for no reason other than think of yourself.
100%. It's a selfish move, and again, we're not asking someone to turn over their, you know, financial documents. Putting on a mask, and yes, you can, in your own mind, say this doesn't work, it's theater, whatever, but you're just being a jerk if that point you, somebody who actually has a medical condition, that you're going to stand that ground, that's the hill you're going to die on, that is incredibly selfish.
And in terms of the ethical nature of it, it doesn't matter who asked him or if he was asked. Clearly there was conversation behind the scenes because Sotomayor, you know, appeared remotely. So this was, she did that because she knew that, you know, Gorsuch wasn't going to wear a mask. So whatever the process was of him being asked, Gorsuch still made the choice, knowing full well what her medical situation was, not to wear a mask. That was his intention, and he made that clear. Hence, she appeared remotely. So it's still on him, regardless of, you know, who asked, when they asked, what they asked, all that kind of nonsense.
Yeah. And again, this is just something that I said we were going to follow up on. Is it the biggest story on the planet? Obviously not. But the point we've had so many times about just respect and in this together about COVID leaves us shaking our heads on a regular basis. This next one is tied to COVID again. Are you changing your plans? Are you? We'll talk about that in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.